sin can be acquired in two ways. Either by explicit taknoye, so then it's a key and payas, or by mechila. What's an afkimine? If, let's say, the morekane, if, let's say, the owner of the case executes a shtar whereby he grants his tashmishi in the case, so then the one who gets this first tashmish in the case has a key and payas in the case, like a tenant in the house. So the mele, then the bala case himself cannot be mishtamish in the case. But he is not makne the case for tashmishi. He is just meichel. So then the malzik has his chus, but the owner of the case certainly has a right. That's not giving it. Alright. So that's the shite of the game, the Rambam and the Rambam. Now, the shite of Rashi and other Shemi, the group of the Shemi who agree with the shite of Rashi, who say that Cheses Hashmishi requires Taimeh, but doesn't require Kimoshoni, can be explained to us. That I said the day before yesterday. It can be explained to us. One way of explaining it is that they agree with the Shite of the Rambam. And now, what is the Shite of the Rambam? That Cheses Kakois really requires, it really should take effect with him also. But the only reason as to why it requires Kibushonim is because of the Reyeseh of Achru Ishtorcho. So the Reyeseh of Achru Ishtorcho is on Shai Bakakoes, by Kiyin Kakoes. Masheinke, because there we have a minek of executing a shtar. Masheinke by tashmishi. So there is no minek to execute a shtar when you give tashmishi in your karke. So the mele, so even cheskasi mechod is not. But the question is, there has to be a raya that he was maknehim. So the mele that requires time. The gaining say it doesn't require time. Why? Because it doesn't require explicit maknehim. So the Rishenim who agree with the Shita of Rashi, that Cheskes Tashmishi, the Cheskes Tashmishi requires Tane, so must say one of two things. Either that they disagree with the Gemara, whereas the Gemara say that Cheskes Tashmishi can be acquired without explicit acknowledgement, just by mechile. So these Rishenim who say that Cheskes Tashmishi require time, they hold that Cheskes Tashmishi can only be acquired through an explicit acknowledgement. So the mele, if the Bala Kesel was silent and there is no time, so and the Marzik in the Tashmishi in the Kesel does not even claim that the Bala Kesel sold him the right to be Mishtamish the Kesel. He just claims the Bala Kesel acquiesced. He was tolerant, he was silent, he never said one word of objection. So the Shidas again is that Tashmishi can be acquired without Taknoi, just by Mechile. But maybe this Rishenim hold that it cannot be acquired, it's mustache which cannot be acquired without time, but without explicit acnoye. But it requires an explicit acnoye. So we may lay, there has to be time. That's one way of explaining. The other way of explaining is that perhaps these Rishenim who agree with the Shita of Rashi, that Cheskes Tashmishi requires time, So, but not Gimel Shonim. So they also agree with the Gaonim that a Zchus Tashmish can be acquired by virtue of Mechilat. It doesn't require an explicit Aknoe. But whereas the Gaonim say that Mechilat can be deduced from your silence, so these are Shem Hol. You cannot deduce from silence that the person was Mechil, the Mazik. Maybe he was not Mechil, maybe in his heart he's very aggravated by the fact, but he's that kind of a person who just cannot protest. There are certain people like that. So it can be explained in these two ways. Now, so this you can say, so now the question, so that way you can explain this shite on the basis of the shite of the Ramban. On the basis of the shite of the Ramban. Now, but the question is this, Rashi himself has the shite. Rashi himself has the shite that you require taine but not kibushon. You require taine and not kibushon. And Rashi shite is not like the Ramban. Rashi in Suves is that by kakoyes, so even chazoke of gibur shloim shimshono is not enough. Why? Because in order to have the right of chazoke, there must be trise. Now, so just as there is no trise in case of cheskes kakoyes, there is no trise in case of cheskes tashmishi nekarake. There is no trise. He just supported his beams on the case of chaver. So the question is, how can Rashi's shite be explained? So Rashi's shite has to be explained not on the basis of the shite Ramban, Rashi is chelik on Ramban, but Rashi's shite certainly has to be explained on the basis of the premise of the Gaonim that Zchus Tashmish can be acquired by virtue of Mechileh. By virtue of Mechileh. But, so, that's why it doesn't require Gimushonim. But, so the Mechileh, so by Kakoyis, Mamish, when Chetres Kakoyis, so the Mechileh say, even with Gimushonim, you cannot acquire time. Why? Because to became at the end, you cannot by virtue of Mechileh. Even if the Morikami will explicitly say, I am Mechil to you the Ksode, so the Marzik will not get it. So there has to be an explicit Aknoe, an explicit say. So we say, Mashaikin Sustashishim Rashi Shiki is like the Gaonim, that it can be acquired by virtue of Mir Mechileh. Of Mechile, and then Rashi Shiti. But where is the game hold that Mechile can be deduced from your silence? So Rashi Shiti is that Mechile cannot be deduced from your silence. That's Rashi Shiti. Now, but the other Mishnah who agree with Rashi Shiti can explain the Shiti on the basis of the Shiti of the Ramban, and they can say. And they can say that the reason as to why it does not require Gimushonim is because it doesn't require Gimushonim, because Chazoke like Harake could also take effect with Yemechot, but there is the Reyesel Ach Mishtoncho. Masha'in can hear, there is no meaning to give a shtar, so Mimele, there is no raise. Alright, now, then the Shite of the Rivon. The Shite of the Rivon means that Cheskes Tashmishim requires Gimushonim. It requires Gimushonim, but it doesn't require time. It doesn't require time. Now, what's the pshat in the Rivon? What's the pshat in the Rivon? So apparently, the Rivon shite is Gimushonim it requires. and we cannot explain the reform on the basis of the Shita of the Ramban, because according to the Ramban, so the reason as to why Cheses Hakoyes requires Gimel Shonim is because less than Gimel Shonim there is the Reyes of Bach Mishtocho. That's only shy of Cheses Hakoyes, because there is a universal practice to execute the Shtar, but there is no minek to execute the Shtar when you give a Cheses Tashmish. So on the contrary, we have to say that the report agrees with the Shita of the Rashban in Bor Basra, that when is cheskas in echod enough? When there is tvise, but if there is no tvise, then cheskas in echod is not enough. But the Rebbe Shita is like the Rashba, and the Rashba also mentions that with the raisim, if the morekama was not meicher for 3 years and was not meicher for 3 years, so that's a raya that he was meicher, that he was not back. But by Cheses Hakoyes, so require time also. Why? Because by Cheses Hakoyes, so mechile is not enough. It requires an explicit akloye. So without time, so that means that the Marzik himself is made there. There was no explicit say. Masha'inkim b'cheskas tashlishim, so the shite of the Rivom is that cheskas tashlishim can be acquired by virtue of mechile. But the Geinim say that you can deduce Michile from Cheskas Yimechot, from silence of Yimechot. Masha'inke, the Rivom holds that the fact that the owner of the Keser was silent one day, that does not establish proof that he was Michile. Because many people, for one day, for a short time, they don't mind. But if they uncontested it, they were silent for 3 years, then it is a right. That's the shita of the Rivom. Now, the shita of the Isres, and that is also the shita of Rav Natan and most Chachmei Tzofas, that Cheskas Tashlishi requires Gimul Shonim, and it requires Taine, So apparently they hold that a chus tashmish could not be acquired by virtue of mechile. Mechile is effective according to Rabbi Tam, the Chachmei Tzofas, only in shibudim. In other words, if somebody owes me $100, I can be mechile. So it doesn't require any kinyan, nothing, just mechile. Masha'inke, to get a shibud, so mechile is not enough. So it requires an explicit aknoi. And the shita of Rav Natan is not like the Ramban. The shita of Rav Natan, apparently, in the Chachmei Tzofas, is like the shita of the Rashbam. And what is the shita of the Rashbam? That cheskas gemul shonim is a raya midrais. Is a raya midrais. Why? Because when can cheskas yimechot be sufficient raya? That is, if there is tvise by mitalton, but by kakoyes, where there is no mitzias of tvise, so cheskas yimechot is no raya. But the raya is constituted by virtue of the fact that the magzik had an uncontested adverse possession for three years. So melee, even though there is no reyes of ach nishtocho in the case of cheskas tashlishi, so the Rav Natan and the Chachmei Tzofas say that it requires gimul shoni, because they agree with the shita of the Rashbam that where there is no mechitze of tvise, so the raya can only be established by uncontested adverse possession for 3 years, and it requires time too, because without time, so true there is a raya that he was mechor in his heart, But one cannot acquire his chustashlish by virtue of mechile. There has to be an explicit saying, like a kinyan, between us kinyan parents, like a lease on a house. This is the pshat, I think, in all the portions. Now, here Rashi says, in regard to the cheskes hashlishim of natfel, shatfe, in regard to the cheskes hashlishim of pute, kshue, that it doesn't require the Roshani, it only requires time, but not the Roshani. Not the Roshani. So, we explained, even though Rashi Shite is in Ksubes, Rashi Shite in Ksubes is that not like the Rambam, that with Raise, Gimul Shoni is not a chazoke in 30 years, I mean even 100 years, would not establish chazoke. But it's only a takones chachonim. It's only a takones chachonim. So why does Rashi say here, so why that even cheskas ivechod is enough? Because Rashi shite, so we just said, that Rashi shite is that cheskas tashmishim can be, that zchus tashmish can be acquired by virtue of mechile. By virtue of mechile. But where is the game hold that mechile can be deduced from your silence? So Rashi shite is, no, you cannot deduce mechile from your silence. Maybe he's a shy person. He doesn't like to protest. He always keeps quiet. He keeps it within himself. So the main letter has to be tiny. Without tiny, there is no Rai even for Mechil. Even for Sargonis, for Mechil. That's Rashi Shite. But Rashi Shite here is that Cheskes Hashmishim requires tiny, not Dibushim. But the question is raised as to a certain spirit between the Rashi here, the Abor of Nalev, and the Rashi, Davzayin Amunav. Now you turn to the Gemara, you cannot go over the Gemara today, but the Gemara there, the Gemara of the Nafshe Bonina. There the Gemara. Hamil Bitrei Achet, the Palgi Badot, in the middle of Davzayin Amunav. Chad Matias Bide, the Chad Matias Talbitze. So one took the palace, I mean the beautiful house, and the other one took, the other brother took possession of the garden, of the garden. Also, I hear the Matita Bitze. So the brother who took as his chilek the garden, so the Kobone Ashise, Apume di Asplidi. So he built a kesel just in front of the beautiful palace that the other brother took. Omalei, so the one who had a beautiful home, so he says, come apaltalai, I have such a beautiful house, a palace, and then you built a wall, a wall, so you dark, so you are taking, you're depriving me of all the sunlight, of all the light. Omalei, the nikobini. Listen, it's my issues, it's my garden, I can do in my garden whatever I want. True, it will make you dark, all right, that's your problem. But I'm not trespassing on your garden. I just do something on my garden. I build a wall. So Rashi says, "Binafshoy ani bonine, bishali ani beri, v'ato ein chorai cheskas iro shal shomi shoni, v'hashte huli paldim." The hashte would be called him. So he says that. So what does Rashi say here? That it requires. So that the vato in the whole life has to see Moshe Shom Shom. So in other words, if let's say, if after they were mechalik, the Yerusha of their father, so for 3 years, so the one who took their palace would have the palace open to the light, and then after three years he would decide to build the wall, then the one who took the palace could be making and the one who took the guard. But since he didn't have as yet adverse possession of light coming through the guard, for 3 years, some melee, you cannot do that. But the question is, here it's not the question of taking over the garden of the other brother. He was not claiming the garden. He just was claiming a schus to have light, that his palace should be exposed, should be open to the light from the garden. So that's like schus tashmishim. And schus tashmishim, Rashi Shittin is, that bow from a dalet, that can require the with yemechot, as long as there is time. As long as there is time. Here, he says, Vato inucho laichas kasecho shol shoni shoni, the hashtevu di paudimu. The hashtevu di paudimu. So, it's a stirret, so that is mentioned. But I think that there is no stirret between the two. Because Rashi Shittin is, we explained Rashi just now, that Rashi Shittin is like the game. But the Rashi Shittin is like the game. But Rashi is chelik on the game at one point. Whereas the game holds that silence it gives rise to the rayon of Mechile, that Mechile can be deduced from your silence, from your acquiescence, from your tolerance, from your sabones. So Rashi Shittin is not. You cannot deduce Mechile from silence, because there are certain people who just can't speak out. Can't speak out. I mean, there's the silent majority of the people. They can't speak out, but in their heart they are makrit. But they just can't express their protest. That's Rashi Shittin. That's Rashi Shittin. So that means that Rashi agrees with the Gaonim that schus tashmish can be acquired without an explicit aknoi, without an explicit sale, an explicit gift. Just by Mechile. By Mechile. That's Rashi Shittin. So Rashi holds that there are two kinds of schus tashmish. There is one kind of a schus tashmish that does not infringe upon the rights of the owner to use it. Let's say, like supporting beams on the kids. Shimon accustomed himself to support his beams on the castle of Reuben. So, does he deprive anything of Reuben? He certainly, even if Shimon acquires a schus tashmish in supporting his beams on Reuben's castle, but Reuben does not become deprived thereby of himself also supporting his beams on his own case. So that kind of schus tashmish, we don't have to resort to a king and peres in the Gufa case. Just by Mechile. So as I said, if the schus tashmish is acquired through Mechile only, so then it only gives a schus tashmish to the mazik, but it doesn't deprive the Bala Keser of his schus tashmish in the same case. Masha'imke, if, let's say, Reuben would execute the shtar or would take money from Shimon, and for the money, let's say, he would take $100, and for the $100, he would give him a right to be mishtamish in his case. Then Shimon could be makif Reuben from using the case, just as a tenant can be makif the landlord, that he shouldn't occupy, he shouldn't live in the house. Why? Because there it's not just a sustashmish, there it's a king and payless in the bias. So that means, in regard to dire, the tenant is the owner of the bias, not the landlord. The landlord has a king aguf, but a king and payless regard to dire, whose house is it? Is the tenant's. And if the landlord will live in the same house side by side with the tenant against the without the consent of the tenant, he'll be a gazlan. Masha'inke, when the schus tashmish is given just by Mechile, so then it doesn't deprive the owner of the same tashmish, of the same schus tashmish. So the mele, when does Rashi say that he doesn't require a gibul shoni? That is in connection with the schus tashmish that does not deprive any schusim of the buyer himself. like supporting beams, and if Shimon supports his beams and Reuben's Gezel, so that does not deprive Reuben of the schus of also supporting beams. Or let's say like Natve and Jack. So if Shimon has a house and he has a garden, and let's say, and he has a garden shuken, and he has accustomed himself that water should constantly drip down from his kesel to the courtyard. So it doesn't deprive Reuben of standing there under the roof. So mainly we don't have to resort to an explicit aknoi of the key and bears. Mashiach here, I'm going to actually write. If the owner of the palace would acquire a right to have open light, the accessibility of light to the palace, so what would that mean? That he cannot do whatever he wants in his garden. He cannot build a kesel, he cannot build another house. So mainly, this kind of isus tashmish that excludes the rights of the owner cannot be acquired by virtue of the chile. That can only be acquired by virtue of an explicit aknoi. If it can be acquired only by virtue of an explicit aknoi, so it's like cheskes kakoyes. So it requires emotion. That's the sheet of Rashi. All right, we'll leave it here. Now, all right, so what? So for Sunday, you should be prepared, and all the Gemara up to the Mishnah of Kiflin, Sevilin, Sishavidalas, and you should go over the Ramban. I asked you at that time. I mean, for today, the Ramban and Shinkubetz, the Raibachite, and also you should look up the Miri, and the Rosh, and the Mukiesi, and the Sugye, and the Ramban, and the Raibachite. And the sugi of Shtei Chatzir is Zul Maylan Zul. It's a very complicated thing.